Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Solomon advised, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth," Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 11. God is concerned about the spiritual welfare of young people, and so should everyone be, both young and old. It is in the interest and genuine concern for their welfare that we present this particular lesson. Our lesson is primarily directed toward those who are in the days of their youth, and I address it to them. There are seven facts that we must recognize. 1. Young people are the youths of today, and they are those for whom God is concerned. Now that's obvious, that's evident. 2. There are many problems young people must face in this world. I don't think that can be contested. 3. They will not be young for very long. Time will take care of that. 4. Today's youth are not the first to face problems, nor are they the only ones today facing problems. 5. Youth is neither inferior nor superior to adulthood. Adulthood and youth are obviously not the same. They do not have the same responsibilities, the same opportunities, nor the same capacities. Youths cannot be adults just yet, and adults cannot now be youths. Adults have problems youth cannot solve, and vice versa. You know, farmers have problems, and merchants have problems. Their problems, even though they may even be related, are not the same. But neither is superior to the other, and neither is inferior to the other. There is a great difference between adults and youths that we must remember. Adults have once been youths, but youths have never been adults. Adults, therefore, have some advantage to see and to understand both periods. Youths sometimes seem to forget this. 6. There are some matters which youths cannot yet handle, because they are not in a position to be able to handle them. There are matters of leadership, and guidance, and control, and duty, that pertains to adults, that do not yet pertain to young people. And even though youths may be affected by many things over which they have no control, friend, this is life. Such is true even in adulthood. 7. There are many problems about which there is much young people can do. In fact, if these problems are not handled now to the extent that they can be, youths will be forever handicapped. Now, youths face the issue of preparedness. Many who are now adults neglected this issue, and they now found adulthood overbearing. Youth is a time for preparing for future life. Well, actually, all of life is time for preparing for eternity. But especially are the days of youth a time to set your standards. Too many young people build ceilings over themselves while they are young, and they cannot penetrate them once they are adults. Too many leave the years of youth and enter adulthood unprepared. They must become prepared socially, mentally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually. It is tragic that emphasis is placed on lesser preparations to the neglect of the spirit. Youth is a time for education, though not exclusively for youth. No person is truly educated, friend, who is not acquainted with the Bible. As one becomes an adult, he is forced into life that demands a state of readiness. If young people have failed to prepare, they face immeasurable problems. And while not yet encumbered with the duties and responsibilities of adulthood, young people need to avail themselves of opportunities to prepare themselves in all areas. And our advice to the young is, don't blow your chances. Young people are often guilty of pushing life. Now, it may not do much good to even mention this, but it is something young people really need to recognize. Young people are always wanting to be older than they are. It is somewhat like adults wanting to be younger. Young people are impatient to grow up. They seem to think that everything worthwhile is for later life. Grass is always greener on the other side. Well, friend, this is not necessarily so. Each age of life has its blessings. Young people should give life all that they can give it now in the days of youth, and then reap the harvest. Failing to get from life what is intended in youth will make adulthood less wonderful. And young people are somewhat like green apples. If they are not allowed to ripen, they will only be hard and bitter. You cannot push the maturing process too fast, or it will backfire. Growth and development always takes time. And many parents, and other adults as well, are guilty of pushing the young into maturity before they're ready for it. While they'll encourage early dating, clothing that is immodest, adult activities and adult privileges, structured and controlled activities to the extent that the child does not have time or opportunity even to be a child. Young people are not small adults. They are young people. We should let them get the fullest from that period of life without trying to make them little adults before they are adults. They cannot successfully be little adults. We see 10 and 12 years old dressed like they were 25. It's a mark of offense against the child and a manifestation of some stupidity on the part of adults who are responsible. We see teens keeping hours like they were already mature. Why, many have freedoms and lacking guidance that only leads to their corruption. And then we wonder why some of them get frustrated with life, burn out on life before they have hardly entered adulthood. We can understand why some young people get bored with life so early. They have been forced to live it all before their time. Young people need to face the problem of social pressures. It's called peer pressure. There is tremendous pressure to do what those around you are doing. All people, young and old, are subjected to the pressure to conform in order to be accepted and to be liked by others. Now, this is a problem that stays with the Christian all the days of his life. But he must remember that even though he is in the world, he is not to be of the sinful world. Because this problem is a lifelong matter, young people need to learn to cope with it early in life. And youths need to learn to be themselves, and not simply be the imitation of some other. They need to learn to think for themselves, rather than blindly following the way of the crowd. Friend, if you follow others, you'll never be your own person. Surely all should try to be socially acceptable to a degree, be friendly and courteous and fair and gentle and pleasant and polite and all such matters. But all must learn to stand on their own feet and to be independent of others to the extent that they do not let others govern their lives. You should never compromise what is true and what is right before God to get along or to go along with anybody. One talent young people must develop is the ability to stand, even if you have to learn to stand alone. Why, God's people have always had to be such people. And by the way, who makes up your mind? Who decides what you do? Now, while you are subject to your parents, you must allow yourself to be guided by them. And their guidance should be according to the Word of God. But you should not let pressure of being accepted and being liked and being popular have the controlling influence over your life. Unless you learn to discipline yourself to stand for truth regardless of others, you are subject to being tossed to and fro all the days of your life from one era to another. The guidance given you from the Word of God must be allowed to determine your life. And you are most fortunate if you have parents who love you and love the Lord to instruct you in His ways. Let God be your guide. Permitting the crowd to set your standards is fatal to your soul. Young people are troubled over what they perceive to be hypocrisy in adults. Now, a hypocrite is one who pretends to be what he really is not, and what he really doesn't intend to be. He does what he does for show. He says one thing, but he does another. Some of the strongest language of condemnation found in the Bible is in Matthew chapter 23, where the Lord Jesus condemned hypocrisy. That adults, as well as some young people, are often guilty of this pretense is not to be denied. Children are born into a world where everybody cares for them. Every decision is made for them in their early years, and they learn to love and to trust the adults around them. They assume what adults say and do is always right. But as youths grow older, they come to realize that adults are not always right in what they say, nor in what they ought to be. Even those whom young people have placed their confidence sometimes prove to be a heartbreaking disappointment to them. The response to this awareness, there is often an inconsistency among young people, sometimes causes young people to think nobody is honest and nobody cares and nobody is trying to do what is right. But this response is wrong, and the conclusion is wrong. But it is foolish to throw overboard all truth, because somebody in whom we place confidence does not live according to that truth. Now, that's not the fault of the truth. We do not do this in other matters of life. Why should we do it in matters of the Bible and the church and religion? Are you going to quit going to doctors because some of them get sick? Are you going to violate the law because some law enforcement officer violates it? Shall you cease to ride in a car because some driver drives recklessly? Are you going to discard God's teaching on marriage because some divorce? Are you going to get rid of all the tires on your car because one of them goes flat? Friend, nobody is perfect, even adults. Not all adults are hypocrites, however. All who make mistakes are not hypocrites. Adults are human beings, and they're facing many problems and temptations and threats of which young people sometimes are not even aware. Now, this is not to excuse adults for evil conduct, but it is simply to encourage young people to face the realities regarding adults. Only Christ was perfect, and only He is the standard by which to measure all things. Even parents are not perfect. Preachers and elders are not perfect. And young people, you're not perfect either. It is a good sign that you are reaching a higher level of maturity when you can understand the difference between what a person ought to be and what he actually is, and see the difference between what you have been taught and what sometimes people do. Adults may aggravate the problem for young people by their inconsistent lives, but even the young people must remember to set their sights on Christ, not on any human being. And while it may be rather disturbing to go from the realm where all is sublime and be shocked into reality that all is not perfect, this is a part of leaving the innocent world of childhood and entering into the world of reality and adulthood. Do not let human frailty shake your confidence in God. And young people, like adults, they face the problem of sin. When one sins, he sells his soul to Satan. Sin separates one from God. One cannot live his life as God would have him to live it if he remains in sin. So everyone must ask, will I live in sin, or will I live in Christ? Each one must make a personal decision in this matter. There are only two realms available in which we can live. We have to obey the gospel to enter Christ. Today's young people must face today's problems of sin. It comes through drugs, alcoholic beverages, which is, by the way, America's number one drug problem, temptations to immorality, dishonesty, lack of respect for authority, forsaking God. But the youth can face these matters, and they can overcome them when they align themselves with their Creator and Judge. Face today, and tomorrow you will be able to face tomorrow. And unless you learn to handle today, what will be the end of you tomorrow? We cannot carry the burdens of yesterday, today, and tomorrow at once. Life is to be lived one day at a time, and we're capable in Christ to successfully carry our load. We can have joy and gladness as we live and help others carry their load. Following the crowd, rebellion against God, swallowing whatever you are told by the worldly sort, oh, that may sound exciting and emotional and new and cool, but a good life is accomplished only by being good as God defines good. Meeting today's problems, like all the other problems of life, can be met only when there is a strong and biblical spiritual foundation and guidance. How shall the young secure their hearts and guard their lives from sin? Friend, it is following the Word of God. Young people need not despair nor be discouraged. Life in Christ is a wonderful life. It's full of purpose. It's full of meaning. There are blessings. There are benefits, with each day being worthwhile and productive. Problems are mere challenges, and they test our worth. Problems can become stepping stones rather than stumbling blocks. When young people and adults work together before God, the young can secure their place and be what God intended them to be. And nothing is more challenging than a young life. The future is open. The limits are extended. May God help us and our young everywhere to defeat the devil and bring glory to God in this life. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.